Sensors reported another mercenary starship's fusion drive igniting. Ashley Hansen came through the airlock tube from the space plane and drifted straight into the barrel of a laser rifle. Warlow was holding it, aiming it directly at his forehead. "Sorry," the hulking Cosmonik boomed, "but we have to be sure." Ashley realized there was a fission saw plugged into his spare left elbow socket, a glowing saffron blade nearly a meter long. "Sure of what?" Warlow rotated his principal left arm around the blade. He held a processor block in his hand. "Data-wise, something into this."
"Like what?"
"Anything. Doesn't matter." Ashley data-wised a copy of the space plane's maintenance record. "Thanks. It was Joshua's idea. From the reports we've had, it looks like they can't use their neural mnemonics."
"Who can't?"
"Space plane pilots who have been sequestrated."
"Oh, God, I knew it. They can intercept our communications."
"Yes." Warlow executed a perfect mid-air roll and headed for the airlock tube. "I'm going back to check the space plane's cabin. Make sure you don't bring any up.
Nothing personal."
Ashley eyed the deck ceiling hatch. It was locked, red LEDs blinking to show the manual bolts were engaged on the other side.
"The invaders are up in orbit?"
"Yes, busy hijacking starships."
"What's Smith doing about it?"
"Nothing. A naval squadron has arrived. It is in their hands now. They have aborted our mission. Oh, and we're under arrest, too." His diaphragm rattled a metallic approximation of a chuckle.
"The whole fleet? They can't do that. We're operating under a bona fide contract to the Lalonde government."
"No, just the Lady Mac."
"Why us?"
But he was talking to a pair of disappearing horned feet.
"Eric? Eric, are you receiving this?"
His organs are critical, heading for all-out cellular collapse. "For God's sake, cancel that suspension program."
"Got it. Physiological data coming through."
"Program the mnemonic packages for total cranial function support. We have to sustain the brain."
"Andre, where the hell's that plasma? He's lost liters of blood."
"Here, Madeline. Eric, you wonderful crazy Anglo. You got them, do you hear me? You got them." Meshed infuser with his carotid. "It was magnificent. Pull one little lever and all of them, ba-boom, dead."
"Shit. Desmond, slap an anonic package on that stump. The epithelium membrane isn't strong enough. He's leaking plasma everywhere."
"His lungs are filling up, too. They must be ruptured. Up the oxidization factor. His brain is still showing electrical activity."
"It is? Oh, thank God."
"Eric, don't try and datavise. We've got you. We won't let you go."
"Do you want to put him in zero tau?"
"Hell, yes. We're days from a decent hospital. Just let me try and get him stabilized first."
"Eric, my dear one, don't you worry about a thing. For this I will buy you the best, the greatest clone body in tranquility, I swear, whatever the cost."
"Shut up, Captain. He's in enough shock as it is."
"Eric, I'm going to put you back under. But don't worry, everything is going to be just fine."
The last of the six aerovets stopped transmitting. Reza Malin upped his cranial audio receptors to full sensitivity, trying to hear the noise of the little vehicle's impact. The sounds of the jungle invaded his brain. Insect chirps, animal warbles, leaves crackling. Filtered and reduced by discrimination programs. He counted to 10, but there was no crash. "We're on our own now," he said. The aerovets had been sent off to the west at a fast walking pace as a decoy, giving the scout team time to melt away into the jungle. He had guessed the invaders could track anything electronic. As Ashley said, if they could create the cloud bands, they could do almost anything. They weren't invincible, though. The fact that the team had landed was proof of that, but they were definitely going to provide a formidable challenge, possibly the greatest Razor would ever face. He liked that idea. His two hounds, Fenton and Ryle, were slinking through the undergrowth 200 meters ahead of the scout team, sniffing out people. So far the jungle had been deserted.